Hey, this is Chris Johnson. It's Wednesday. This is a fucking day of podcast, baby. It's been kind of a crazy day for my ass. I'm actually alone in my apartment right now. And you're probably thinking, of course you're alone. Who the fuck is going to be in your apartment, asshole? Who do you hang out with? Who do you talk to? Who wants to spend time with your ass? Look, you're absolutely right. But I'm not talking about people here. I'm talking about, like, fucking animals. I have no fucking animals here right now. Now, Finley is alive. This isn't an obit or anything like that. But he's not fucking with me right now. He's at the vet. He's got to fucking stay over at the vet's. Finley's 17 years old, or he's going to be 17 years old, like, tomorrow or Friday. I don't know his exact fucking birthday. It's a normal fucking pet thing, you know what I mean? You get an animal, and it's like, he was probably born, like, I don't know, 6 months ago, and you just pick a fucking birthday for him. Some people do, like, it's a fucking gotcha day. What the fuck's a gotcha day? That doesn't mean a fucking thing to me. I had a dog once. I only had it for 2 years. She was older than fucking two. She was, like, fucking 10 or 12 or some shit. I can't celebrate with her like that. I'd be like, Mindy, you're fucking two. And she's like, asshole, I'm, like, fucking 12. I was at the goddamn puppy mill. You see this fucking scar on my side, you dick? Like, they know where the fuck they've been. Mindy was awesome. I love that dog. She was a Jack Russell mix. And she had heart problems. But Finney's been having some issues. He's fucking 17. I mean, that's issue number one. He's an old fucking man. He's having some poop issues. His buns were leaking. I don't want to get too deep into his leaky buns, but his buns were leaking. He wasn't like shooting diarrhea or shit all over the place, but I was like, he's got leaky buns. His buns are saucy. He's got some saucy buns. I got to call the fucking vet. So I called the vet today, you know, not knowing when the fuck I was going to take him. And I'm describing the symptoms and shit. They're like, you know, can you bring him today? I was like, oh, fuck. This must be fucking serious. Either that or I just got lucky and they had no fucking appointments. Because this is like the late day. My vet's got like crazy hours. Like normal day. And then like Wednesday's like late. Which is actually cool. Like, you know, if you fucking work 9 to 5, like you can take your fucking pet on Wednesday. And like Thursday's early. They got all this shit. But today's a fucking late day. So I was like, yeah, I can fucking take him now. And I just fucking like packed up his shit and went. And Finley seemed to perk up. He hasn't been like doing great. He's been doing okay, but he hasn't been doing great. He just looks like he hasn't felt well the last, you know, day and a half, 2 days. But you have no idea what the fuck you're walking into. You know, who fucking knows? It was like this when I took Simon. I took Simon to the vet a couple days before I had to put him down. And you're hoping for the best. That's all. You're just hoping for the fucking best. I'm actually not worried right now. Maybe I should be worried. Maybe most people be worried. I find that like in fucked up situations where like a lot of people would worry, I'm usually not worried. And I think the reason for that is I grew up around fucking chaos and in shitty situations. So I'm used to shitty situations so I can just fucking exist in them. I hated growing up. I hated being at my fucking house at all times. All my parents did was fight. My dad was a fucking asshole. I had to walk on eggshells 24/7. So in a situation like that, like insanity seems fucking normal. So when I'm dealing with this insanity right now, it's like a normal fucking Wednesday. As part of the reason I think I handled the pandemic so well, like a lot of people were losing their fucking minds during the pandemic because they couldn't do anything. Everything was fucking canceled. Everything was closed off. And for me, it was just like, oh, hot shit. I get to fucking sit at home today? That's fucking great. Now, eventually, it fucking wore on my ass, too, because there were no fucking runs. I couldn't fucking see anybody, or I could see people, but I was fucking afraid to see people, you know? Eventually, the anxiety did kind of take over, but for the most part, I handled that shit pretty well. And I'm handling this well right now, too, because he's alive right now. You know, maybe he won't be tomorrow. I don't know. I'm hoping for the fucking best. Here's how I deal with this. I was actually talking to somebody about something similar the other day. Not about like, hey, how you fucking deal with the death of a pet? But like, just like my fucking outlook. I don't like to dwell on the past or think about that because then you're never going to move forward. You're never going to be focused on what's in front of your fucking face. And for me, I'll just get fucking sad. I don't want to be fucking sad all the time. Look, you got to deal with your fucking past, but handle that how you fucking handle it. You know, maybe deal with it like an hour here or there. And then, you know, focus on what the fuck's in front of your face. And I can't think about the future very much because that freaks me the fuck out. Like, if I think about the future with Finley, I think, like, this motherfucker might die soon. I don't want to think about that. So I just stick right now. I can handle it right now because Finley's alive right now. That's all you can fucking focus on. Why am I going to get fucking worried about, like, something that could happen with him? Like, I'm just going to hope for the best because he's here right now. It's funny hearing myself say that out loud because, like, I get, like, super nervous when I'm watching, like, sporting events because you don't know what the fuck's going to happen. Like, I get way more, like, wrapped up in, like, being afraid of the Blue Jays or the Bills or the Sabres or, you know, whatever the fuck are going to lose than I do about, like, hey, Finley's staying over at the vet tonight. This could be bad, you know? But it's like, I don't know, man. Finney's alive right now. All I can focus on is the fact that he's alive right now. When I'm watching a sporting event, everybody's alive right now. So like, you know, I just hope that we win. It is weird being here. I've never been in this apartment with no fucking pets. I've never been in any fucking apartment I've ever lived in with no fucking pets. And the only time I've ever lived with no fucking pets was like when I was a kid and there was a short period of time between when one dog died and we got another dog, like 6 months. But I was living at home at the time and there were a bunch of other assholes there. So it wasn't like an empty house. Although I kind of wished it was an empty house, but it wasn't an empty house. Even in college, I had a fucking betta fish. He didn't like fucking chat me up. He was never excited to see me. He just puffed up and shit. But like I had somebody and I'd fucking talk to him. But like, motherfucker, Ralph, this was a fucking tough day. Yeah, his name was Ralph. And I had another one named Bob and I had another one named Plank. I had 3 betta fish. It's already fucking weird being here with nobody. Like, it's almost like I don't know what to do. And I think that's probably some like anxiety because I got home and there's like no Finny here. I keep hearing shit and then thinking it's him and then realizing like, motherfucker, you're alone right now. What the fuck is that noise? And I don't investigate. Maybe it's the fridge. I don't know. I try not to freak myself the fuck out. But I hope Finley's okay. You kind of always like prepare yourself for like, you know, it's could be bad. But like even preparing yourself for the fact that it could be bad isn't going to help. I mean, Simon was 16 and a half years old. He couldn't fucking walk. He couldn't go to the bathroom anymore. And he was fucking diabetic. And I was like, dude, it's time. Like we got to fucking take care of this. And I knew it was time. And I still had an extremely difficult time with it. You know why? Because here's when it's real. It's real when it's fucking real. It's real when you walk into the room and you're like, holy fuck, he's not coming out of this room. Motherfucker. So I'm not there yet with Finny. I just hope everything goes okay. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. Podbean is the host of the podcast. Every episode is there. I'm also on any big podcasting site, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, whatever the fuck. I'm on Twitter. That's at JohnsonHateYou. I'm on Instagram. That is at maybe the number 5 minutes. There's some new shit there, goddammit. And I'm going to keep posting this shit on my Facebook timeline for you.